Welcome to The Word, a podcast for the Antioch College community. I'm Keijin Higashibaba. Over the last year, Antioch has been in a process called self-study. It's an internal review of the programs and services of the college, and one of the many things needed to achieve accreditation from the Higher Learning Commission, the group that grants accreditation. This self-study gave the college a chance to identify its strong points and examine where it still needs work. Now the college is gearing up for a site visit from the Higher Learning Commission. We won't learn if we have accreditation from this visit, or even if we have candidacy for it, but it's still a major step in this complex and multi-year process. So, what do you know about accreditation? Accreditation is a voluntary process taken on by colleges and universities to show a high level of quality. Now, a college doesn't necessarily need accreditation to give diplomas, it just needs authorization. Antioch College is already authorized by the Ohio Board of Regents to give Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Science degrees. So, why does Antioch want accreditation? Like I said, it's a measure of quality and it can make the road to graduate school a lot easier. But here's the biggest piece. If it's accredited, Antioch can get financial aid and grants from the government. I wanted to learn more about accreditation and the upcoming visit, so I talked to Jennifer Joles, the Director of Institutional Effectiveness at Antioch. Joles has been spearheading the self-study process and preparing the community for the visit. This month on The Word, we'll hear my conversation with her about accreditation, the self-study report, and the upcoming visit. So there's this feeling, especially when I first got on campus, of secrecy surrounding accreditation. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I came into this process after, you know, the college had already completed the, I guess, initial steps to accreditation. And so I don't have that really early knowledge. But what I do know is that we were assigned a Higher Learning Commission liaison. So it's essentially a person who works for the commission, who works closely with us and kind of just is our sounding board, and we can ask questions, that sort of thing. I think why you see more information coming now, it's partly because we weren't allowed to even mention that we had, mention publicly. Of course, faculty and staff and students knew it, but publicly we could not even say that we had a visit. Now we feel like we at least can be a little more forthcoming with information that we know at this point. And so I definitely think, you know, I felt that too. There was a lot of, I think, misinformation about accreditation. And I think I don't know if secrecy is the right word, but I can definitely understand where people felt that way. And it wasn't an intention to make people feel, you know, to keep information from people. It was really just this not quite clear on what we could and what we couldn't say. And then once we started working with our liaison and had that direct access to really check and say, is this okay? Like, can I share this sort of information? Can we talk about timeline? If we talk about in best case scenario, like, what can we talk about?
In terms of timing, and I know this is kind of where it can get a little hairy in terms of what you can say, but from here on, what's kind of the timeline in terms of what's happening next?
So we submitted our report in September.
Is that the self-study?
That's the self-study. Yep. The self-study report was submitted in September, and we will host a visit actually in November. So November 11th through 13th, and that's public knowledge now. It's on our website. The team that comes to visit us will make a recommendation. Now, it's not a decision, and so that's an important distinction, but they'll make a recommendation, and they have two options. It's to either recommend candidacy or to recommend no status.
What happens if we get non-status?
Essentially, the Higher Learning Commission has a rule that if you miss any step in this process, this multi-year process, then you have to wait a year and start over. So for us, that would be a huge blow. It would mean we have to basically, I wouldn't say sit idle, but we can't do anything more in terms of progressing toward accreditation for an entire year. And, you know, in some ways, you know, we would still get feedback from the team in terms of what we need to work on. But that's definitely not the outcome that we hope for, that we've worked for.
So what should students be doing to prepare for the whole process in general? How should students be contributing?
I think students should to think about, maybe just ask themselves some questions. So, you know, why did you choose Antioch and what do you like about it? You know, what do you wish was different? We don't want everyone to just gloss over things. You know, the team expects that this is going to be a challenging process and that it has been a challenging road. So, you know, sometimes it's easier to talk about strengths than challenges. And so I think for everyone to be comfortable with being able to articulate a challenge, but in a positive sort of way. You know, we don't want it to turn into a gripe session, but there should be some recognition about what's been difficult as a student here.
So would the same go for faculty and staff?
We definitely want faculty and staff to read the report, at least the executive summary. So we have produced a 24-page executive summary. It's an overview of sort of the history and context. It's a little bit about the process that we undertook, because people on campus, particularly faculty and staff, should know that we, you know, went through this process, whether or not they were part of it. What we don't want is that a site team visitor would run into someone on the sidewalk and they had no idea that we did a self-study. Now, that would be bad. What I've noticed just in my interactions with people is I think part of the hesitancy and not knowing what they can say, it's because they don't know what's in the report. I think everyone understands this is such an important moment in the college's history, and they don't want to screw it up. And we don't want people to feel that way. And I think the best way for people not to feel that way is to familiarize themselves with the report itself so that they know what the report says about their particular area or about students or about whatever perspective they're coming from. I think is helpful, whether they want to agree with it or disagree with it. I think they should have a knowledge of it. And I think that will help everyone feel more comfortable at the visit.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting the impression that you're sort of trying to make sure you answer all the questions sort of before they're asked.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to be surprised by any questions from the team, for sure. They want to see that we've wrestled with some of the tough questions and that we aren't caught entirely off guard, because, you know, the process that we did, this thorough self-evaluation, it did uncover a lot of tough questions. And I think that's why the process is important, is to help us, again, think about those and find answers where we can, but at least have an understanding of what the questions are if we don't. And it's okay if we don't have an answer for everything. You know, I think that's expected.
Can we talk a little bit about, you know, the things that you talked about in the report in terms of challenges of the school?
Lots of challenges, I think, on this road to get where we are. I think the greatest challenge is and has continued and it will continue to be, it's raising the funds we need to restore the campus. And I think we're honest about that. It doesn't mean we can't do it. And I think the way we describe it in the report is daunting but doable. And we have a plan to get there. The next 8 years, we have a pretty clear plan in terms of number of students, staff, faculty, facilities needs. And so I think from that perspective, the team will be impressed that we've grappled with that. You know, that's hard stuff. And this process helped bring that out and helped us get to that point.
So let's talk about strengths. Where do you feel really good about this visit?
You know, I think the number one thing, I mean, accreditation, if you go back to it, it's really about, you know, student learning. It's about curriculum. It's about faculty. Those are our strengths. I mean, hands down, we have a stellar faculty. We've been able to recruit some really great students. You know, we've got the co-op program, so we've got a unique, compelling sort of carrot, if you will, for students to come here. I think that's where, you know, that's where they're going to be focusing a lot of energy, and I think that's where we really shine.
Well, it's so interesting to me because, I mean, Antioch's really about it being like an intentional community, right? And a community where, you know, people are really aware of their interactions with others, their interactions with the outside world. They ask a lot of community members to be very self-aware. And it's interesting, like in the accreditation process, which for me often feels very bureaucratic, very square, very linear. It's actually giving us an opportunity to do that. It's giving, I mean, everybody on campus has to sort of be well-versed in these things and therefore think about them. You actually have to, you know, reflect on it.
Right. I don't think the team will expect necessarily for students to know the self-study report inside and out, but I think we have an opportunity to really show them what we're about. And I think the fact that we have such a powerful community governance model and students are partners in this, I think it's just a testament to that sort of, you know, that piece of our mission that we're living, is the fact that our students can rattle off some things that are in the report or can talk about our mission and vision in a way that students at other colleges might not be able to. I think that would be very impressive.
There must be an incredible amount of pressure right now for you and in your office, because a lot is riding on getting even just candidacy or getting the team here.
Yeah, I can confidently say, I mean, I think the institution has put every possible resource into this report and getting us to this point. I honestly think we've done all we can do. I feel really good about it. You know, the point of self-study is really, it's not just to understand where you are, but it's really meant to be a sort of a tool for institutional change. And I think we've already seen a lot of changes come out of it. Thinking back to 14 months ago when we started this process and to see where we ended up, it's pretty remarkable. I don't think we have all the answers. I don't think they expect us to, but I think it helped us really wrestle with some of the tough questions. And some of those I think we'll continue wrestling with for the next, you know, next few 10, 15, 20 years. You know, there'll probably always be tough questions.
That was my conversation with Jennifer Joles, the Director of Institutional Effectiveness at Antioch College. All who wish to are encouraged to read the self-study report. It's over 100 pages long, so if you're interested and don't have that kind of time, you can just read the executive summary online at antiochcollege.org. The visit is scheduled for November 11th to the 13th. After that, we won't hear about our status in the accreditation process until June of 2014. We still have a long way to go, but this visit is a milestone in the journey we as a community have undertaken. Theme music for The Antioch Word was written, produced, and performed by Seth Kaplan. My name is Keijin Higashibaba. Join me next month, right here at wyso.org. Thanks for listening.